This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Back in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's the flaming wreckage of China's first space station. Xiangong 1, aka Heavenly Palace, was launched by China in 2011, but it was pretty much immediately plagued by technical difficulties, which culminated in March of 2016 when China completely lost communication with the satellite. So for the last 2 years, this 8.5-ton chunk of metal has been tumbling end over end, getting closer and closer to Earth. And now the European Space Agency and American corporations such as the Aerospace Corporation say they have more or less pinpointed the exact time that it will land. And this is within 36 hours of April the 1st. The European Space Agency says March 30th to April 2nd. So while they've been able to more or less pin that down, they cannot say yet as to where it will land. Because of the speed that's traveling, 17,000 miles an hour, even just a slight miscalculation or a slight change in the atmosphere means it could land pretty much anywhere on Earth, specifically between 43 degrees north and 43 degrees south in latitude, as that is the orbital range of this flying piece of scrap metal. Now, the 8.5-ton piece of metal is about the size of a school bus. It's pretty much impossible to accurately pin down exactly where it will land. However, if you do want to keep an eye on it, you can go to the Aerospace Corp's website where they have a re-entry dashboard. Now, most of the scientists are quick to point out just what a small chance of being hit by a piece of debris is. Most of it will be burned up upon reentry. However, there will be, they say, a 1,240-mile-long by 43-mile-wide path of destruction as the satellite breaks up and scatters its parts all over the face of the Earth wherever it happens to land. If you do happen to be in the path of this falling satellite, they say keep away from it because there is a chance that not all of the fuel will be burned up and that the pieces that fall to Earth will be contaminated by a highly toxic and corrosive jet fuel, rocket fuel, called hydrazine. But still, they say that the chance of you actually getting hit is about 1 in a trillion. Now, that's what they say your chance of getting hit. I don't know what the chances are of somebody getting hit. I could say that my chance of winning the Powerball is 1 in a trillion, but the chance that somebody will win the Powerball is significantly higher. However, they're not giving us numbers to determine exactly what that probability is. However, as you can see from this diagram, there is no shortage of cities with a population over 1 million in the potential path of this falling debris. So there is a danger that this is going to land in a populated area, mostly because the Chinese lost any ability to control the path down. If you remember the Skylab in the 1970s, that was a space station that America had crashed to the Earth after some technical malfunctions. However, they were able to more or less control the path and try to steer it away from populated areas. That's not an option with this satellite. The strange thing is that this is not the first time this year that falling space debris has been an issue for China. Let's look back to launch of the Long March 3B carrier rocket on February 12th. Now, that was launched in China, as you can see from the video, you see these booster rockets fall off. You've probably seen that before if you've seen other rocket launches in America. The space shuttle or other such rockets, they would typically do it over the ocean, and the boosters would fall into the water. The SpaceX came up with this brilliant idea to have the boosters actually land themselves in this beautiful sort of ballet of technology. Well, the Chinese will not bother with such conventions. No, what they've decided to do is just just let the boosters go wherever they happen to land, which happens to be this time on some peasants' houses. Now, they go ahead and just launch it over a populated countryside.
That's only half the report. It's on InfoWars.com right now. It's powerful. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us today. I ended up spending most of the last hour getting into the incredible free speech crackdown happening on Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other leftist-controlled tech giant. And it's all over the news and new Judicial Watch documents, you name it, about how Google, Facebook, and Twitter were merged with the White House. They had government lavish facilities, five-star, private jets, everything. We already knew all that. Google is based in old NASA bases. Google is NASA. Google is a division of the whole Space Command grid. And that's the deep state. And Trump is in there, and Trump is now understanding this. And Trump is now going to move on them. But Google has the NSA satellites, it has the NASA systems, it has everything. And now look, the Washington Post is panicking. That's Jeff Bezos' mouthpiece. Congress wants to drag Google and Twitter into Facebook's privacy crisis. Gee, because they've all been doing what they've been doing just as bad. Well, you just think Zuckerberg's the only one breaking in your cell phone and stealing all your data? With AI computers, Google wrote the book on it. Twitter does it. Twitter reads your private messages. Microsoft just told everybody in their terms of service, you got any Microsoft devices on your television, your computer, your Xbox, your Kinect, we're going into your computer, and we're going to read all your private messages, and we're going to watch all your private videos and everything you got stored on there. Hey, I'll give it to the South Koreans. You know, 3 years ago, they were more honest. They said, we're listening to everything you do in your house. We're selling the data. So watch what you say. They actually said, watch what you say and what you do. Android's lax app permissions may have allowed Facebook to collect users' call logs and text messages without their knowledge. So all that's going on, and you've got all these arrogant people that run the algorithms at YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and they've said, you're not allowed to make comparisons to David Hogg and to fascism. And they're now expanding it. You can't do it to Hillary. You can't do it to Obama. And that's what I saw last night, this morning. They've gone in the space of 5-6 days, that started on Saturday, banning anybody that compared the youth march, funded by the oldest living Nazi collaborator, literally. You make a comparison, we're going to block you, we're going to ban you. And now the reports are rolling in. You don't do it to Hillary. You don't, because it's bullying. This is the woman that said she came to a country she saw and he died, and then hundreds of thousands died, and she put jihadists in power that sell women into slavery. She's a political operative, a criminal, huge criminal past. But now they're saying, oh, you can't criticize Hillary Clinton now. And that's what Hillary was getting to when she was at Rutgers yesterday. This woman goes, my mother survived the Holocaust, and I never thought it could come here, but, you know, with Trump. And then Hillary's like, yes, yes. And the attacks on the press are very worrisome. Trump's not getting rid of the press's freedom. He stands up to them. They punch him, he punches back. Hillary had Google rigging the polls, rigging the questions, rigging the information. If you tried to search Hillary death list or Clinton crimes, you couldn't find it. It's here. So, as a culture, we have to make a big deal out of this, but I'll tell you the good news. Trump is figuring all this out. And Bezos and Amazon and Google and all of them. Schmidt just left a month ago. The head of Goldman Sachs is leaving. And you see the heads of all these other companies getting ready to leave. And Dad's home, and, you know, you had a party while he was gone, and he tore the house up, but you're in trouble now. So just because all these Democrats and globalists took over the whole NSA grid, rolled out all this spy tech system, and think they're God, and think they're going to censor everybody, and think they're going to arrest all their opposition, and think they're going to have Antifa go around and hit people in the head with bike locks, and you think you're going to, you know, sue folks for their free speech and pay people to make up outlandish lies about yours truly, it's not going to work. So Bezos just lost $30+ million in 1 week. That is a man who reportedly is so greedy that he'd fight you to the death over a nickel, who treats his employees the worst in the United States, rated. And then, of course, Apple's even worse. They have suicide nets and forced drugging and forced abortion and the most nightmare facilities in the world. Yeah, Dr. Evil ain't got nothing on Bezos. He's the real Dr. Evil. I will destroy the earth unless you give me $30 billion. You just want $30 billion? Would you like some $30 billion more? Who's Bezos' mini-me? Well, I can't say David Hogg. He's a public figure and says everyone's shaking in their boots and that, you know, he's going to destroy everyone. We've got profanity-laced videos coming up. But that's okay because he's a victim. So now whatever he wants, he gets. Like he said, I want Laura Ingraham out of there. I want her fired. Hogg's like, I've been trying to get four colleges. No one's, you know. We're like, man, that's a little complaining that a college hadn't let you in. Well, I guess he just deserves a degree. In fact, I think they should give him a Harvard doctorate. And then Laura Ingraham rolls over in fear and then wonders why more sponsors are leaving and Hogg is now pressing everything. Because it's not Hogg, folks. They get up there. They've got their statements. That is Handgun Control Incorporated. Chapter and verse. It'd be like if he was a guitar player and started playing Stairway to Heaven. And I went, hey, you didn't write that song. Led Zeppelin did. And they went, don't stop that bullying. You don't know that he didn't write Stairway to Heaven. And you say, what are you talking about? I know Handgun Control Incorporated and Violence Policy Center and Southern Poverty Law Center and all of it verbatim out of all their mouths. It just spews out of it. They're up there on a George Soros set chanting Democratic Party slogans. That's what they do. It's like, how dare you say no one died, and how dare you say he's from California and an actor? I'm like, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. Show me. Well, we can't, but we want you banned. And I'm like, I don't even care if I did say that, which I didn't. I have the right to say it. I don't believe a word comes out of this media. They've been caught lying and staging so much stuff. But I think the school shooting happened from my own research and talking to other students. I knew there was a stand down. We first reported that. And what were the videos YouTube took down saying I was bullying Hogg, saying nobody died or he was a crisis actor? It wasn't that. It was students, real students, saying there was a stand down. And boy, 3 days after the shooting, they didn't want that out in the news. Of course, now everybody knows it. All right, I'm going to stop and discipline myself. I'm done. I just cannot believe this is a coordinated disinformation operation with a bunch of globalists inside Bezos' operation, you name it, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, trying to kill the First and Second Amendment, and I'm not going to sit here and stand and take it. And instead of bowing to this bullying, we need to double down. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Hillary Clinton has no instincts. Zero. She thought that the media should attack Trump to make him the dominant candidate. This is in the emails, the WikiLeaks, so that he'd be easier for her to beat. And of course, instinct-wise, we knew he was the only one that could beat her. She's so stuffed suit, so establishment, so OCD. And then they thought, let's use Alex Jones against Trump in the campaign. And all the numbers showed it only made Trump more popular and only made us more popular. And still, it's the John Podesta playbook that was admittedly written for Hillary, the Darkheart speech, when she announced the alt-right and said, "I'm the biggest enemy and I've got to be taken down and we're all Nazis." And the same blueprint a year and a half later, 2 years later, we're still under. And they just don't stop. And they just go with the same one. Just like they said that I said nobody died at Sandy Hook when I didn't say that. I did the devil's advocate debate. They clipped it. They say I say nobody died at Parkland. It's just John Podesta's not even in charge anymore, but the left is still at their command stations going, "Empress Hillary, what do we do?" Well, the last order came in about 2 years ago. We just keep repeating this stuff over and over again. Nazi Hitler banned their speech. No one died at the thing. Hillary didn't fall down. Hitler, Nazi, Nazi, Hitler. Racist, racist, misogynist. And it's so cult-like. You go to Hillary's Twitter, there's no men. It's just all women. And only what women are doing and how women are the answer and men are bad. We're a species. Imagine if you started seeing TV shows going, "You know, it's the male killer whales that are bad," or, "You know, it's the male woodpeckers you can't trust." You'd be like, "Male woodpeckers? It's a species." We don't go, "You know, it's the female black widows you got to worry about." Actually, they are the ones that are more venomous. They do kill their husband as well. He ties her legs, though, before he mates with her. That's part of the ritual. That gets her excited. And he sits there and he ties her legs up, and then he does the deed and runs away as quickly as possible. Oh, my God. Well, she needs his protein, that meal, for the making the eggs. But it's a survival of the fittest. Can he get away quickly without being eaten by his deity? Anyways, Hillary looking like a demon goblin is the best way to describe it. Looking a bit long in the old fang. She had a lot to say. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, Trump, this is so seismic. Just like last year, everybody's like, "Oh, Trump's going to invade Syria, and he's not going to pull out and follow the agreement that we made with the Russians years ago." And I said, "Funny, he told me that, no, that's a bunch of bull. we're going to get out of there. We're going to stabilize it first. And now he's come out and he's done that. And he said those exact things. And it shows the neocons and everybody else that have been trying to not let him know the real situation on the ground, because it is so incredibly complex. I study it all the time, and I can barely keep track of it. But Trump sees right through it and is going with the agreement that General Flynn and Dempsey made 5 years ago with the Russians in countervalence of the leftist Obama shadow government. That was basically a patriot deep state checkmate move, where Obama was told, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. How dare you, Benghazi? How dare you give the missiles to Al-Qaeda? So they rebranded ISIS to confuse everybody, but Trump saw through that. You saw through that. Rand Paul saw through it. Ted Cruz saw through it. The military saw through it. And so now Trump, these years later, is really trying to stabilize things and really trying to pull out of the country and saying, we're not going to be in the middle of this. And that is the agreement that was made with the Russians by the military, blocking Obama and the globalist expansion. And by the way, the Russians said, you better make this deal because we're going to fight you in Syria. We let you do Libya. We let you do Iraq. We know you're destabilizing everything to destabilize the Russian border. We're not going to let you do it. And our military said, you know what? You're right. This is really crazy. Why are we helping Al-Qaeda and ISIS anyways? And history happened. So now Trump is actually following the deal that was made that's moral. But he's also telling Iran, you sit down and shut up and you stop starting fights. And if you come back into Syria and you try to destabilize it yourself, we're gonna bomb you. How's that sound? He told Saudi Arabia, you sit down, you stop it, or we're going to overthrow you. And now the Machiavellians think, oh, Trump's weird. He wants stabilization. That's weird. That was our policy until the 70s, until the mid-60s. The U.S. didn't used to be Dr. Evil, just running around being pure evil. I mean, if the Spanish Empire had already collapsed for 100 years, the U.S. is like, we'll take it. And then free market economics. But that's it. But now we've become this globalist empire. So we'll see if Russia plays nice on that front. But there are major escalations. This is a major de-escalation and shows Trump is really dealing fair. And it stunned the Russians that he actually said he's going to do what he's saying. Now, watch what the globalists do. They're going to pull something, some new crisis, but we'll see what happens. Here's what the president said about this yesterday.
And by the way, we're knocking the hell out of ISIS. We'll be coming out of Syria, like, very soon. Let the other people take care of it now. Very soon. Very soon we're coming out. We're going to have 100% of the caliphate, as they call it. Sometimes referred to as land, taking it all back quickly, quickly.
And of course, he goes in the speech, we've spent $7 trillion in the Middle East. I was against the destabilization operation that the globalists launched, Iraq. That's what he's saying. And we're going back to the pragmatic stabilization model. And we're not going to be part of this weird, crazy globalist operation anymore to try to put radical Muslims in charge of Europe and Eastern Europe and Asia. So you can bring down Russia with let the Muslims take over and have all the nuclear weapons? Is that your really dandy idea? Let me tell you something. If the West wants to take over Russia, the West just needs to do economic deals with Russia. But see, the globalists don't want the Russians to be Christian or have their own sovereignty. Economically, the globalists could be in there like flies on you know what. But they don't want that. They want to keep Russia super poor under their control, bring it down, and then they can have one more big run just torturing Christians and stomping their guts out. I mean, it was like a liberal playground. American leftists, you name it, all over the world went to Russia to be part of, you know, special units where they could just rape and murder Christians. I mean, you know that's what the left wants to do here, and that's what they do. They always do it. They just want to get your wife and children in a room and rape them and blow their heads off. I mean, that's what they do.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Lady on for a while. We're going to her in about a minute. Katie Hopkins over in the UK, but she's in the US a lot. Banned off Twitter. They want her kicked off TV. Now David Hogg wants Laura Ingraham off Fox News because he said, I've tried to get in at four colleges and couldn't. And he said, oh, look, you're whining. They're like, oh my gosh, you can't talk bad about a guy that wants to take your right because he is a victim. Well, he's an adult. He's projecting onto American gun owners that we did something to him. No, the sheriff's department stood down. And the guy was on Prozac drugs, and they knew he was planning something, and the whole school said he was planning something, and the police were told over and over again, and the FBI was told, Laura Ingraham didn't shoot your classmates. I didn't. And it's wrong if somebody else does something to then say somebody else is to blame. But I guess Katie Hobbs is back on Twitter. Now, I just always read about her. Banned here, banned there. Now they say, look what this woman said. Get her off. And then I go hear what she said. It makes total sense. Because the left is going into total censorship mode. And she's got a new book out. We'll tell you about that as well. She's done a lot of things, like spending 2 days and nights on Skid Row in London. 1600 right before the outbreak of bubonic plague. Yeah, that's happening now. The UK banning American and Canadian activists. It's crazy. Now, they haven't started putting out child sex brochures to Muslims like they are doing now in Sweden. But they're very, very, very close. And now we're seeing people convicted and folks facing prison time because they had Hitler dog. Now again, Sarah Silverman, she can dress up like Hitler and go on TV and make jokes. John Cleese could. Charlie Chaplin could, but not conservatives, not libertarians. We're not allowed to not just have platforms, we're not allowed to be involved in humor. Only the Hollywood royalty. They are the only ones. And if Hogg clicks his heels and engages in all these activities and says he wants our rights and is funded by George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, if we say that, we need to be banned because, well, that's because David Hogg's God, ladies and gentlemen. So, Katie Hopkins, thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to tackle first? I mean, just incredible assault on free speech.
First up, Laura Ingraham. You know, one of the really important things is that you never apologize. Never apologize. It only encourages them. The minute you come out and say sorry, the first thing they're going to say back to you is, oh, well, your sorry was too late. Oh, your sorry was only sorry because now you're losing your sponsors. Your sorry wasn't good enough. If you thought about what you said, you wouldn't be sorry. So saying sorry never works. It's the worst strategy Fox could have adopted to try and protect her. And I think what we need to do more of is look for sponsors and commercial partners who are allies who will stand with us no matter what our personal views are. I think it's disgusting that certain brands like TripAdvisor or Hulu or whatever have decided that in order to appease David Hogg, a small child, they will withdraw sponsorship from lovely Laura Ingraham, who's a fighter, she's a foster mother, she's a great woman. And I think these sponsors need to be targeted in the same way we did with Hannity and others to say, no, you are not going to decide the agenda here in this nation. You are just a corporate making money by selling products. Do what you do and sell your products and shut up.
You're absolutely right, but I happen to know the inside baseball on Fox and the coup they had with Ailes and then how they got rid of O'Reilly and how they're trying to get rid of Hannity. The Suns want to segue it into being more like CNN. They've said that. They're liberals. Look at Fox programming, the rest of it's very globalist. I mean, look what you know it does there in the UK. So it's kind of a mixed bag. But they want to act like these hosts are getting destroyed because of their own action, and they want to be able to intimidate their host to convince their audience to kind of do what Glenn Beck did and sell out. So that's the process is they want Fox News to basically kill itself, but they don't want to get the blame. And so that's why they have these corporate guys advise them to do something, which they know, just like Tiger Woods apologizing, will destroy them. So Laura Ingraham is being marched in front of a firing squad by Fox. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I agree with you. Absolutely. In fact, and many of the times that I've worked on various outlets when I had my own radio show, you know, it's the most performing, best listened to commercial radio show. And then your bosses love the fact that you're the best performing show, that you have the most listeners. But the moment any kind of flashback happens, any kind of, you know, horror story, a tweet that I did that nobody liked, whatever, the bosses are so quick to run away to say, oh, no, we'll let her go. And I think that's it. This whole kind of media, the place we try and base ourselves, you and I, it lacks spine. It lacks backbone. It lacks the guys that employ you that say, I stand with her. These are her opinions. We've employed her for them. We're happy with her on the good days, and we'll stand by her on the bad days. And we don't have enough platforms just like that.
Well, that's right. And There are a lot of good people at Fox, by the way, and I know you do some work with them, so I'm sure you have your own inside baseball. It's just that is one way that Fox lost a bunch of its viewers about a year and a half ago, but they came back because Fox then got more hardcore again, and that's what the people want, and it's the truth. If you watch Tucker Carlson or watch you or anybody that's on Fox, it all makes perfect sense, and that's why people are watching.
I think Tucker is this kind of ray of light. He's kind of my hope. In all of the media landscape that we have, Tucker is my kind of inspiration for the sort of show that we know Americans want, and the British people would love a show like Tucker. You know, being on the other night with Mark Stein, with Jordan Peterson, I was bringing my report live from Skid Row. You know, that's the sort of outlet we need, where people are just telling their truth, and the American people can decide whether they agree with them or they disagree. Too many of our media outlets seem to think we need to be able to agree to even show each other. You know, no, there was never a bar that said we have to agree before we can even stand, you know, sit at the table together. We don't need to agree to be able to share our views.
That's right. I want to get into your book when we come back in the next segment. But getting into Skid Row, that's pretty dangerous, one of the most dangerous places in the world. And all these leftist cities, wherever they're in control, it is just crap all over the ground, needles, things falling apart, disease, like you said, bubonic plague, hepatitis. And you went and spent several days in the middle of this, and then the media criticized you for pointing out it should be cleaned up. When you let these giant sores grow, it feeds into the crime. And they know the demographics. They know the history.
I think two things there. One is that downtown L.A., 5th and 6th, it's in the heart of downtown. And yet everyone turns a blind eye. Oh, you don't go there. You don't want to go there. It's nasty down there. Even the hotels have covered it over on their maps with a sticker. Like, if you don't see it, maybe it will go away. Two, Democrats love to talk about dreamers and sanctuary city because, of course, it sounds like a spa resort. No, Democrats, the reality is this is your Skid Row. This is your mess. And I'm walking around ankle high in human waste, effluent and rats. The rats there are streaming over the road. They gather around your ankles. And my point about the bubonic plague is if you look at a description of London in the 1600s, right before the outbreak of the bubonic plague, that is Skid Row now. And tears and sympathy are not going to cut it. We need military action in there. We need to clear up those streets. And out of respect for people who are truly lost, we need to help put them into situations, residents, where they can be medically looked after. We shut the sanatoriums and we let these people drown, and that's not good enough. But I also think, you know, I wasn't that scared there. I've just come back from South Africa looking at the genocide of white farmers in South Africa. They've only got about 3 years left, we think, that we'll have white farmers still in South Africa. So in a way, Skid Row seems relatively friendly compared to South Africa and the white farmers that are being killed there.
And that's what's wild is I have these farmers on, you talk to them, and the president's saying we're going to take your land, the communist leader says we're going to kill you, the military leader says we're going to kill you, then they make jokes like, hey, you know, good luck getting out of here, and then they say in the news that the president did that, well, we'll come back and talk about it, it's just incredible, and I want to get your take on it, that Australia's racist for offering to take refugees. So it's like, we're going to kill you, we're going to take your land, and by the way, you can't escape. I mean, the black racism is so horrible now, it's like, no quarter, we're going to kill your men, women, and children, and we're not going to let you escape, and if anybody takes you, they're racist, we're going to kill you.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Katie Hopkins on for years, and we finally got her, and she didn't want to talk about her book that's out. She just wants to talk about topics, and every time I see this lady, it's just everything she's saying is veritas. It's true. I cover the news every day. I know what she's talking about, and it's like when she gets into the genocide of the white farmers that happened everywhere else in Africa is now happening again, and the left is praising it, and I see all the crazy anti-white stuff being taught at colleges and about how whites are inherently evil. If you're a white woman, abort your white baby, in major feminist magazines. And then I forgot another reason I wanted to get her on is the assassination of Katie Hopkins, state-sponsored national theater opening in a Welsh area, and it's about killing her, and she's had an attempt on her life. And don't forget all the other nationalists that have been killed, murdered in Europe. So this is next level, where Sadiq Khan is having women banned off Twitter, you know, that challenge him about genital mutilation. And then Katie Hopkins, because she is empowered, she is strong, she is smart, she's a woman, they're saying we want her dead and wanting to have that state sponsored. It's just like Hillary coming out and saying white women voted because their husbands told them to. And then Hillary's in the news again yesterday. I've got to click on Twitter after she leaves us, saying that, yeah, these white women are dumb. That is the most bizarre statement I've ever, most condescending. They're saying conservative women aren't voting conservative because their husbands told them to. They're doing it because they like guns and property, and they're executives, and they own things, and they're in charge. They're the powerful women. The leftist women are a bunch of chicken-neck idiots, in my experience, just like the men. Katie, I'm sorry, but it's true. Go ahead. Conservative women are awesome. I want women to be powerful and in charge. That's sexy. Sorry.
I know. I agree with you so much, and I always feel about this. You know, Hillary Clinton had no hope because she wanted to play us all as victims. She wanted women to be victims, Spanish people to be victims, LGBT. You know, she wanted to be the ambassador for victims everywhere. And conservative women like myself, white, Christian conservative women, we always say we stand with Trump because we stand up for our right to speak freely. We stand up for your right to bear arms. I'm a card-carrying member of the NRA right now. And I say I would much rather be grabbed by the pussy than have a pussy for president. And I'm proud to stand there with my American sisters because I know we're strong.
Well, and again, they spun this in my whole custody battle that I said it was okay for Trump to grab women. But the media misrepresented that he raped women. Trump was saying, like at an Elvis Presley concert, if women are climbing on top of you, he's like, wow, they let you do whatever they want. Well, yeah, that's the point. When a woman jumps on you with both arms, their legs around you, that means that's a mammal's mating. And so they, again, they semantically spin everything.
That's a hint that we like you. And never, ever imagine that women are done to. I say, screw you, me too. I've been very in control of my sexual history. I'm proud of my adventurous sexual history. And no one's ever grabbed me where I didn't want them to. If I wanted to be grabbed, you'd be grabbing me and you wouldn't know why, because I would have manipulated you to do it. Women are much tougher, much stronger, much better at this game than men. And if Trump got lucky a few times with some women with ridiculous boobs down on their knees, go Trump. We would rather have someone sexually active who's a regular guy than some politician who's dry humping a sheep in his back garden because he has no social life. So I stand with Trump. I tell women.
Yeah, Trump's not branding women in Aleister Crowley rituals, drinking blood and semen. You know, he's got a bunch of kids and been married and red blooded. I mean, and he never said he was a preacher. It'd be one thing if he was Mr. Preacher and then we caught him doing that stuff. He said, this is who I am.
But balance, right there in the executive, you've got Mike Pence. So if you don't like a guy that's sleeping with women with huge knockers who call themselves crazy names like Stormy Daniels, then you've got Mike Pence. Look to him. He's a very straight, Christian, conservative guy. You've got balance there in the executive. And women like Me Too, where are those women? Where are you for the Iran women doing their protests without the burqa? Where are you when I've got assassination of Katie Hopkins going on? Where are you for the girls who are having their clitorises ripped off by their family members for their religion? Where are you? Western feminists have never been more disappointing.
And they want you dead because you're powerful, you're vibrant, and I'm married. I got to say, this is pretty. You are pretty sexy. I mean, I like women like, I don't know how to describe it, who are like the feminists want to be tough, but they don't get like the women I grew up around or my grandmas or anybody, you know, like kind of stomping around in charge, but not in charge because they wanted to be in charge. They were in charge because they were alive and they were awesome.
Yeah. Well, if you think I'm sexy, I will say I think you need your eyes tested. But I do think strong women are really fun to be around. And the reason my government is sponsoring a play.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Look, I don't think you look bad. My point is it's attitudes what matters. You have light in your eyes. I watched all these feminists that were at this feminist meeting with Hillary yesterday, and they look like they're zombies. It's not that they're even ugly. They look like something sucked their soul.
The reason the state wants to run the play called the assassination of Katie Hopkins is because it would be much more convenient for them if that were true. One of the things the state loves is fear. They can control people when they're afraid. When you have someone like me who is not afraid of anyone, not the establishment, not the state, that's far more dangerous. And it would be much better for them if I wasn't around. So we had two jihadis sent down earlier this year because they had practiced beheading me with a dummy, with a plastic dummy and a hunting knife. So the threat against my life is real, and now the state is sponsoring a play called exactly that. What would happen if I got a poster with the assassination of Sadiq Khan or the assassination of a black politician? How would that go down, do you think?
Oh, it would be the biggest hissy fit the planet ever saw.
Absolutely. I would be banned from everything within a moment because it's the assassination of white Christian conservative woman who's passionate about her country and passionate about people's right to stand up for their country. it's seen as acceptable and, in fact, wildly amusing for the liberal elite.
Well, I've talked to some top entertainment lawyers in Hollywood and some people in Washington, and I said, what is the point of them lying about me and saying all this stuff? And he said, you don't get it. They're trying to create an atmosphere where Christians and conservatives and libertarians get killed. They've already done it in Europe. And with what they're doing with you, saying kill you, that's what this is. I mean, they are literally trying to create an atmosphere where they have this political intimidation, just like the Brown Church did in Nazi Germany.
We have a situation where Theresa May, for example, our prime minister, is getting rid of Russian spies from our country or Russian diplomats because of the issue with a couple of Russian spies being killed. You know, my message to people, if you want to stay alive, maybe don't be a Russian spy. I mean, just an idea for you there. And she moans about that. But the hypocrisy is, when they arrest someone like me or a leader of a kind of nationalist party, they throw them in our prisons and they let the Muslims at them. We just had that with Paul Golding from Britain First. Whether you agree with his policies, whether you hate him, there is no reason why you should be taking a man who's known for standing up for Britain and throw him in our jails and let the Muslims at him. They just broke his faith. And that's the way our state gets rid of and dispatches people it doesn't want. It puts them inside and lets the Muslim population at them. And we had that with a guy who threw some bacon at a mosque, which admittedly is a ridiculous thing. He was killed in our prisons. He never came out again. And that's how they dispatch the people they don't want. So we are no better than the Russians. The government dispatches people it doesn't want, just in the same way as it's now sponsoring a play for the dispatch of me.
Well, there's also mafia rules of spycraft, and the Russians probably didn't even do this, and it looks like a false flag. Why would they use a nerve agent track back to them? But if you're a former GRU colonel, and then you defect and give secrets, isn't that what we kill traitors, right? I mean, I don't understand that. Like, oh my God, they killed one of our traitors. I mean, that's upside down world. That's what they do here. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. You're fine. I'm just agreeing with you, really. I think, you know, when we have this big hullabaloo made about kind of a couple Russian spies being bumped off or whatever, or another guy, a Russian spy that was impaled on railings or found in a bag in his bath, sure, that's going to happen. You know, there is retribution out there in life. If you failed your state, if you failed to stand up for your country, if you're a traitor, probably you're not going to meet a great end. But it's a typical way of our politicians looking away from the problems right on our doorstep and talking about something that's much more convenient. You know, we don't address the issue of Muslim grooming gangs. We're not even allowed to say the word Muslim grooming gang. We have to use a euphemism like Asian. So we throw half of Taiwan, all of the Sikhs, you know, half of China under the bus just so that we don't offend the Pakistani rapists who are raping our children. We don't want to give them hurty feelings.
Now, I don't want to get this wrong. I'm just going from memory. I'm always reading about you banned on this, banned on that, but I see your Twitter's up and got close to a million followers. Tell folks how they can follow you there, because I'm going to tell you, I'm a huge fan. People ask what I do in my spare time. I watch the videos you're doing, others, and again, we know why you're so effective, because they want to kill you.
Thank you. So, yeah, people, I'm still on Twitter. Twitter has been gracious enough to leave me on there, but I'm capital K, capital T Hopkins. That's my Twitter. Please do follow me there. All of my stuff is there. I overshare on a regular basis. All my reporting's there. And at HopkinsWorld.com. And I'm very grateful for this huge army of people that are supporting me. And I'm going to be speaking at the first anniversary event for the Manchester bombing. I will be there. I will be standing up there. It's another Speaker's Corner type event. And I will be rallying the people of Britain who know that it's time for us to stand up for our country and to stop tiptoeing around the cultures that choose to join us and start standing up for the culture that they chose to join.
Wow, I just love this lady. We'll be right back with the third.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.